Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Nah.
You ready to do another one, friends?
Yeah, buddy.
Do it.
Do it.
I'm excited. Ryan, are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
See? Yeah, see? We've already succeeded.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ignorant Uninformed, America's Favorite Podcast. We're coming to you via the magic of the interwebs here in Summit County, Colorado. We are joined, as always, by our beautiful hosts, Mr. Max Sarakis, Dan Sarak, who just stepped away, but he's here in spirit for sure. And Mr. Jeff Watson.
What up?
And I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore. I'm joined, my son Ryan is in the studio with me today, so I'm keeping an eye on him. I might have to step out and keep him from, harming himself in any way. And you getting hungry, dude?
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
He is hungry.
So
we're going to get you some food, dude.
Chicken nuggies.
Chicken nuggies. This is your podcast where we take your topics and turn them into our show. For 30 minutes of uninterrupted podcasting gold, Max is going to tell you how you can get a sainthood certificate, and it'll be great. It'll be so awesome.
It will Max, be, how do they but do it? Before that, I have some, but before that, I do have a question. What is Ryan's vocabulary these days? Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, no, those are the big ones. He's starting to say other words. Like, he can say some colors, okay. Like blue. What are you doing? He's opening my curtain. Yeah, we're getting some food in just a minute. Hey, where's your cracker? I got you some cracker.
Cool. So, yeah, if you want to become a saint, I was just curious.
He says a couple of things.
Okay.
There's some sounds that he makes that aren't quite words yet, but they're specific sounds.
They're going to be words?
Like kiwi is k. He does that for kiwi.
Okay. Word, yeah. I probably didn't know the word kiwi until I was, 15. Yeah. But cool. Yeah. So there's a bunch of ways that you can become a saint. I mean, first, you're going to have to send us a topic, right? And we're going to send you a t-shirt. And if you continue sending us topics, we will then send you a super awesome looking certificate of sainthood that we actually have. To be fair, we haven't mailed any of them out yet, but we're getting there. The first step after years of discussion is complete, thanks to Jeff, which is rad. And so if you continue sending us topics after you have gotten your t-shirt, you will one day get a certificate of sainthood. Totally official. You don't have to die. You don't have to perform miracles. Find a better deal than that. I dare you. And all you need to do is send us topics or questions. Sometimes make the best ones, but really just a launching off point for us is all we really want. And there's a number of ways that you can do that for us. If you're a fan of the socials, then at Ignon on Twitter and Instagram. If you're bored at work with your email browser open, email us, ignorantuninformed@gmail.com. If you are on our website, you can click the little submit a topic button. There's probably a link in the description of whatever podcaster you're using, whatever podcast service you're using to listen this to, that'll just open up your and email us. I'm fairly certain that that goes through and works. What did I miss? Facebooks. Yeah. If you like the Facebooks, you can become a friend of the show and send us a topic that way.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So today. Oh, right on. Shout out Mike Hammerling. We will send you a new shirt since your old one is destroyed. So we appreciate the support, homie. Keep sending topics and you too could become a saint, Mike. All right. So, Mike Hammerling. Who that's famous now will end up running for president in the next 10 to 15 years?
Ooh.
Good one.
Yeah, I think so too. I know one of my homies has already called the Tom Brady run for president. I don't know if it's going to be in 10 or 15, but he called that one. Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. My initial thought would be The Rock.
Okay.
I could see The Rock doing some of that bullshit.
Okay.
I'm with you. I could see The Rock.
I don't know if he has political aspirations, but.
Well, and this is like where I come to, like, to these people, you know, anyone who we're going to mention, I'm going to guess, has zero worry about money in their lives. Right. Mm. Like Tom, like The Rock, right? Dude probably has lots of money. Tom Brady, lots of money. Anyone we come up with is probably going to be in that like ultra rich category where.
Sure.
And then like, once you've attained that level, I guess the question that I always come back to is why would anyone want to run? Like, why would someone whose life is already good, like want to run for the presidency? I don't understand it.
Ego.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great.
I think someone that loves being famous, I think. Yeah.
So like the Trump, like keep the spotlight on me kind of thing. Yeah.
They love the attention. They love the power.
It's okay. Fair. I guess I just, those things are so anti what I would like. I would just, leave me alone, man. Like, I don't want to deal with your bullshit.
No, I mean, I guess some people are just wired that way, though. You know, once I had enough money to where I wouldn't have to ever work again, I'd stop fucking working and disappear. Because
you mean you wouldn't take the most stressful job in the world that is guaranteed to age you beyond the biological age or the like chronological age of your body?
No. No.
Yeah. Well, just promise me if you do, when you do hit that point, Jeff, that you'll still like, I'll still have your number so we can.
Well, it's not like I'll disappear. I'm just saying I will disappear in the fact that I will not work anymore.
I got you. Do you consider this work? I'm just preparing for your eventual departure.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, great.
No. Great. I'd have to get paid for this to be considered work.
Okay. So. Well, I think you're safe.
I would consider this a hobby.
No, that's good, man.
I don't want to demean it, but I think it's a hobby.
No, you're fine, man. I take zero offense from that.
You do for fun with your friends in your spare time. It's a fucking hobby.
Every time elections come up, I am reminded of a podcast I listened to in one of the seasons of Revisionist History where they were talking about elections. And this dude was like advocating for this other system that wasn't elections. More of like a lottery system of people who wanted to participate. But like he started talking about, you know, like in science, right? The question, or anywhere, the question you ask dictates the answers you get. And so the way that our system of electing officials, like by the principle of that alone, it is filtering out a group of people who like crave that power, who want that, like there's a bias there just by virtue of the system, which is something I've just always, like ever since I've heard that and thought a little bit about it, it just keeps coming back up to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what level of power you're talking about, but like senators or they're definitely altruistic people out there doing that shit.
Oh,
that they're there to do good. They believe in society. They want to help society. But I think president sometimes, I don't know, that can get thrown to the side.
I mean, I certainly agree. Benji used to say that, you know, voting for president was like voting for used car salesman of the year, you know, and that like there was no difference between any of the candidates, which I can also, I see where he's coming from with that. Certainly. Mm-hmm. And that's not, no, I think you're absolutely right. I think that there's lots of people who have run for presidents who think they would, you know, who do it to do a good job. But I think that there's an attraction to, a desire for power to do good with it because you think you would do better with it than somebody else because you don't want them to have it. Like there is some dynamic involving power there. Mm-hmm. With anyone who's going to seek office. And so when it comes to Mike's question, I really struggle because like Oprah, like why the fuck would, like, why do you want to ruin your life by trying to be president? And that's the, like every name that I think of, like, I'm like, well, but they're too sensible for that.
Yeah.
Not that I know any.
Like, I think if Elon Musk could run for president, he 100% would.
Okay. Because
he has that narcissist style. but thankfully he cannot. I think Schwarzenegger, if he were a natural, if he was born here, he would certainly run for president. I think he would have.
Yeah.
He had definitely had that style.
Yeah. I mean, unless he saw enough from being governor where he was like, nah, I'm cool. I don't want to.
Maybe
this.
He did. I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's a safe bet, right? Like if you have attempted to be a governor or have been a governor, then like, you know, the only thing, why not govern the nation, right?
Sure.
As opposed to the state.
Sure.
Peyton Manning is another name that I've heard like other one of my friends throw around.
Mm-hmm.
But again, okay. Yeah, I don't really know what an athlete. I mean, I guess there's some skills that would overlap when it comes to like collaboration and leadership, I suppose. But like, I would rather, like, I don't know. I feel like a head coach would be better.
Yeah. No, I feel like the best president, it's not necessarily about them. It's that they can assemble a great team under them.
So then a GM?
Yeah. I mean, essentially to me, an excellent president is an excellent general manager.
Okay. Right? Who's decent at a press conference.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to be charismatic and all that shit. But if you pick the right team, man, you're just the headpiece.
Nah,
you're the face.
That's a really interesting point that you bring up. And I definitely like it, man, because that is true. Like so much of that job, you know, obviously appealing to the public on one level. So you've got to be likable or despisable. You know what I mean?
You got to be charismatic. I mean, didn't they do that study where they would just show two pictures of the candidates and just by looking at people, you'd more or less know who won?
Oh, no, wasn't you. It was children. Children picked who won. No, I mean, that's even better, right? Like, they know less than we do and they get it right.
Knowing nothing.
No, just based on like what someone looks like.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up.
Oh, it's twisted, man. I mean, therefore, that's why you need to be an excellent GM who's good looking, apparently.
Or just tall, right? I mean, I guess both Brady and Manning are tall white dudes.
You're right.
So that gives them an advantage. Like they would, depending on who they're running against.
Yeah.
Like I wonder.
I mean, let's be honest. If Tom Brady ran, he would win so big, I think.
Do you?
Yeah. Because he would easily win all the GOP votes and then plenty of Democrats would vote for him. I have no doubt in my mind.
Okay.
And then he's just got to be the really good GM after that.
Yeah, which maybe he would be, but I'm not entirely sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I did listen. I haven't listened to that guy talk or be interviewed all that often, but I did. And I was going to say like LeBron. I don't know why I go to sports so often. But like there's an episode of The Shop where Tom Brady's on, and it was an interesting, it was an interesting perspective. Like I've changed my tune on Tom Brady. I don't know if I would vote for the dude. It would largely depend on his politics.
Well, I mean, the problem is he's a MAGA dude.
So. Okay. Yeah. Well then no, I would never vote for Tom Brady if he's going to
be. Well, I wouldn't either, but I MAGA think out. A lot of people look past that because.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
I would agree. These past years, I have definitely a different respect for him in a good way.
Yeah, totally. I can remember, like, I will tell you, it was that Super Bowl against Atlanta, man. And watching that comeback, like, I remember typing notes watching the Super Bowl. I don't remember what the book was that I was typing notes on, but I remember, like, at half, I was like, oh, yeah, this game's over. And just, like, sitting here, they're, like, typing notes, just like, holy shit. And so I've watched that dude engineer so many fucking comebacks. Like, I definitely saw him score 10 or 14 points against the Browns in less than 70 seconds. I mean, crazy.
Yeah. No, people love him, man. There's a video from the last game he played versus the 49ers, and the 49ers just fucking destroyed him.
Yeah.
But Brady being all gracious with all the young 49er players coming up to him and, you know, like he's the one of the greatest ever, man. And just being super cool with these young dudes that weren't even alive when he started his career.
No, I saw like a headline that I didn't click on that was like one of the dudes that intercepted him, like brought the ball over and was like, yo, man, will you sign this? And like, yeah dude, that's awesome. Like, I respect that.
Yeah.
And so
there's got to be humility. He's got some humility. It's good.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey buddy, can you hear us? How was dad time? You good?
Yeah, it was good. We had to find a snack. So we had to go searching in the building because
great.
Mom didn't give us a snack.
You came along at the perfect that bitch. I'm just kidding. Whoa. You came around at the perfect time because we're talking about who that is famous now will run for president in the next 10 to 15 years. And if you would rather make it like 20 years, that's fine too. So far, it's been mostly athletes, as Jeff and I have been left to our own devices. Uh-huh. Oprah got thrown out there. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, LeBron, The Rock.
Just famous people, not like people I think are actually going to run for president?
Yeah, no, it says famous people. That was part of the question.
I missed the topic. But
yeah, I know you did. I know you did. Yeah. I mean, you, who that's
I'm
famous
considering
now?
Like non-politician famous people is what he's asking.
Yeah, so, celebrities.
Yeah.
Dwayne Rock Johnson is a good pick. I got to be honest. That's
yes.
I think I would vote for Harrison Ford, I think. As long as he said, "Get off my plane." Get the hell off.
Interesting.
My plane.
Okay. Oh, man, I'm really glad that you came back because that had never happened. Jeff had not been booted. Man, I'm so glad Ben was here because you've never been, you hadn't been booted this entire time, man. That's great.
What did Ben say? He looked really perplexed, and then I realized my screen was locked.
Harrison Ford? Did you hear that?
I said Harrison Ford.
Not.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. But only if he said, get off my plane. So that had me thinking about, like, movie presidents.
Bill Pullman, Independence Day.
Morgan Freeman, baby.
Morgan Freeman, Deep Impact. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Terry Crews, I guess.
Awesome.
As President Camacho. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's like, anyone who's like I've actually heard speak who I would vote for or like who I've heard interviewed that came across well of like actors and that would cross over. I don't know. No one's coming to mind.
I'm trying to think of like people who are actually, I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course, would be the go-to, but he's not a natural born citizen. So I don't think you can.
And Jeff also brought up Elon.
Oh, Elon Musk. Yeah. Also not a natural born citizen.
Right. Thank God.
I certainly hope he wouldn't win, even if he was able to circumvent that.
No, I don't think he would win.
He's a crazy. Look what he did with Twitter. I mean, oh yeah. That'd be crazy. What was that rich guy, that rich Asian guy who ran?
Yang.
Yeah.
Andrew Yang. Yeah.
He was an interesting guy, but he was like,
he's turned into a weirdo too, though.
Yeah, he's sort of. You like that cookie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want AOC to run for president one day.
That is a Christmas. Yeah, that would be pretty great. I mean, it might be AOC in like 36, my guess.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lineup for the next few elections, and I'm pretty sure that Joe Neguse is going to get the VP in 32.
Okay, love it.
And then
it.
Maybe president in 36 with AOC as a running mate. That'd be crazy.
I could see him running. Yeah,
he'd be a great president. I think he'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I'd have met him, so it'd be the first president I've ever met, like before they were president. I guess. But he's pretty amazing. But I think it could be like Cory Booker. I would see him as a president. He might run. But he'd have to run with like a white. I mean, it's going to be a tough ticket. It's honest. It's still hey, you laugh, but like it is still very, very present, like present in the presidential elections that like,
oh yeah, he just gets whipped.
A two female ticket, that's going to be a tough sell for a while. Like everyone's like, oh, like
how sad is that?
I know it's that we're still like divided between genders. And
because I've always liked Klobuchar, I like her a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be a great, but you know, I think I don't know. My thought now, and here it is December. We'll see what happens come November in 2 years. But I think Ron DeSantis is going to take the Republican nomination. I think he's going to run, and I think he's going to win, which is horrible, but
win at all.
We're going to have to deal with 4 to 8 years of him. Huh?
I would agree. I would agree with that. All of that.
I mean, I don't think there's not a strong enough Democrat to win. Yeah. Like, I think Biden could beat Trump again if that was the choices.
Oh boy, two old white dudes fighting.
Yeah, two
out.
Old white dudes again.
That would hooray! Be, I feel
now
so safe.
They're even older. Like, you want to get back up here? Okay. So, like, that's my take. But I think 4 years of DeSantis will be enough. And then I think the Republican Party will have, I don't know, maybe they'll have taken themselves apart from the inside at that point. But they're well on the way.
I don't know, man.
They're still dangerous when they're not, you know, divided. But you don't know, man?
I don't know, man. Yeah.
There needs to be a sound bite.
Good. They're good at the long game.
We've said, you've said this before, and I subscribe to your newsletter.
In that regard. I don't know. DeSantis, interesting. 8 years of that does not sound great. That does not sound like what I would personally want. But
I think 4 years for sure. But then somebody will come along. Like maybe Cory Booker would run in 28 would be the next election. So I think there'll be a Democrat in 28. And I think it might be a person of color. It might be a female. I don't know if it'll be both, but I think it could be one or the other.
Give me a black Jewish woman.
I think Kamala might run. I think Kamala would run, but she would have to run with an old white dude as a vice president. You know what I mean? Like, and that is the sad truth of the state of affairs of America. I would love Kamala Harris with AOC as a vice president. Like, I could get behind that 100%. But two women of color. That would be a tough sell. Like a lot of those staunch old Democrats would not go for that. But which is a shame. It's stupid. It's stupid. We're the only country in the world, I guess, of a certain GDP, maybe, that has not had a female leader in the highest seat of power. Like, whether prime minister or, you know, whatever, president, etc. Like, I guess China would be an exception, but they got like a 4 billion people. They can't come up with one woman. Come on.
Russia? Has Russia had a...
Maybe not like premier, but...
Because since Gorbachev monarchy, and then... Probably. Who was before Putin, that guy's name? Oh my god. After Gorbachev, before Putin. The guy with the birthmark, the port wine stain.
That was Gorbachev. Gorbachev.
Oh, that's Gorbachev. Who am I thinking of?
Yeltsin?
Never mind. Yeltsin.
Boris
Thank
Yeltsin.
You. Boris Yeltsin. Cheese and crackers.
There may have been someone in between there. But yeah, no, I'm with you.
But I mean, like, look, a lot of European nations have had female prime ministers. To great success, even, you know.
Well, you sound surprised. You sound surprised that a woman can do the job. Ben.
I'm not surprised at all. I'm ashamed that our country can't figure that out. That for some reason that changes the outcome of things.
I mean,
chew your
cup. Our system was poorly designed. The Electoral College.
get fucked. Ugh,
the day we can get rid of that will be a good day for America. Do you think we'll ever will? I don't know. Not to change the subject entirely.
I think,
the electoral college
should happen in enough states for the popular vote law.
Yeah. Yeah. There's still, they need like 10 more though, right? It's like there's 30 or something. Mm. They said it was like 32 was the necessary number. There's 22, I want to say.
Mm.
To like a collect, it's like a collective bargaining agreement amongst the states to be like, yes, we all agree to a popular vote. Fuck the Electoral College. Because it would be more representative. It would be more, it would make the states votes like, you know, the it would make it far less important. It would truly depend on the population, like, you know, the popular vote. Like you could get, I mean, at the same time, it's like, it's so convoluted, but everybody sort of understands it because it's simplified with the whole like blue vote, red vote thing, you know, like the states turning colors, you know, it's color coded.
When land votes. Yes.
Yes. But like, I mean, how would that work? Like you would just, it would just, you just wait on the title and we're pretty close on time.
Cool.
As a matter of fact,
you just wait on the title. What are you talking about for?
Like you, the total. Sorry. Like we would just be watching, like, you know, like, okay, 40 million to 40,109,000, you know, like 1,000, and it'd just be like, okay, that number's going to change as soon as California's polls close. And you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like it would be like, in a way, it would be more decisive. It would be more.
Well, no, I mean, shit, what is it? The last two or three Republican presidents
haven't
won a popular vote. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The Republicans haven't won the popular vote for 30 years. Even in the years that they've won. Like, you know, Bush never won the popular vote. I think maybe Bush first did. I think that was the last one to win the popular vote. But the only reason he did is because, was it Ross Perot took away votes from, who's the guy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I don't remember.
Bush.
Dan Quayle. Nope.
Dukakis? Dan
Dukakis?
Dukakis. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, we are at time. So I think I can, sorry to have stepped away for so long, but thanks everyone for downloading and listening to Ignorant Informed. Any final thoughts before we, before I go stop my son from pulling out all the things in my tool lockers?
I don't think so.
You good? Great.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've solved this problem. Famous people are going to run for president. We are still subject to populism, and that's dangerous thinking. Those are my final contributions. And fuck the Electoral College.
Hear, hear.
Well, thank you for downloading and listening to Ignorant Uninformed. We've been your hosts, Mr. Jeff Watson.
Yeah.
Mr. Mac Sarakistan Sarak.
Thank you for the topic, Mike.
Yes. And I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore. Make sure you check us out on the socials. Twank us at the Twitters at IgNUN. You can send us topics to ignorantanduninformed@gmail.com. Questions make the best topics. You send us enough of them, you'll get a t-shirt and maybe a certificate of sainthood if you send us enough topics and we like them. Or we like you. I mean, I guess that weighs into it too. I think personality is part of it. Congeniality, that kind of stuff. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Hottest Freshest Jalapeno Grill. So, you know, peace out.